Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Let's maybe even back up a little bit and describe and define what an orphan mentality is, a spiritual orphan.
Well, orphans, the orphans are different than slaves. Orphans, spiritual orphans don't believe they belong. And, you know, spiritual slaves believe they belong because of what they do.
Okay, that's good to know.
And spiritual orphans, if you're around an orphan, and we do a lot of work with orphans in our church. In fact, we've adopted a little over 100 children out of our state foster system into families at New Life. And we've been doing that now for about 4 years. And I'm so proud of the way our church has responded to the orphans in the state of Colorado. And it's a miracle what's happening here through that whole adoption. But orphans, one of our favorite things to do is to go to the courtroom when orphans are brought into what we call forever and always families. And it happened with both of our kids. Orphans don't believe that they belong. Nothing. And in fact, so that what they're different than slaves is slaves believe they can work their way into some kind of, you know, belonging. Orphans believe they have no place to ever belong. And so they tend to withdraw. Anytime the word commitment is brought up, they don't trust, they don't belong, and they tend to withdraw. They tend to be very isolated and alone and very vulnerable. That's why in James chapter 1 it says, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is to take care of widows and orphans. Well, why would he point out those two groups? Because those are the two most vulnerable groups. Widows and orphans, even today in 2013, are the two most vulnerable groups of people in our culture, widows and orphans. And orphans feel very vulnerable. They feel very detached. They don't feel like they belong. And so one of my favorite things is to go to the courtroom when these adoptions are final and to watch that judge put the gavel down and say, you now belong to this family forever and always. I just witnessed this not long ago, and my goodness, it's so emotional, and you can see yourself as a person, you know, that maybe you grew up in a home where dad was distant or mom was distant, and you just never felt like there was a place for you that you belonged. And you certainly, you come to church and you look around and everybody looks so perfect. Everybody looks so, you know, polished, and you wonder, I can never belong to this kind of family. And this is the very call of God on our lives, is to draw us in and to give us a place to belong. In fact, Psalm 68 says, father to the fatherless, defender of widows, he sets the lonely into families. This is God in his most holy place. That scripture in Psalm 68 is an amazing scripture to show us God wants to set the lonely, the orphans, into families. He's a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, and he sets the lonely into families. And I know right now, you know, we're headed into the holiday season. You know, Thanksgiving is behind us. Christmas, Hanukkah's in front of us. And I just feel there's a lot of people right now that feel very orphaned, and they feel very detached. And they see commercials on TV of families gathered around Christmas trees and dinner tables, and they would love to belong to something like that. And they just feel so orphaned. And I believe in this season of time right now is when the Holy Spirit's going to draw people into families, to God's family. And I think that's just the heart of the Lord,
yeah,
from the top down.
And may we respond accordingly. We feel that nudge to open our doors and issue the invite.